New Orleans After Dark skews toward the spiritual, and it always has. This year, the Herman Grima House has teamed up with the Tennessee Williams Festival to look into this fascinating aspect of New Orleans lore. As part of their investigation, they have invited local psychic medium Juliette Pizarra to lead a Victorian-style seance at this historic home in the French Quarter. Hello, Juliette, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello. It's great to be here.
So tell us what you do as a psychic or spiritual medium.
I tune in, and usually I like to almost be in a very relaxed and receptive state. I would say almost like a trance, and I'm able to see things and hear things that go beyond the normal realm of experience.
Were you born with an affinity for this?
I've always been interested in spirituality and spirits as a child, even. And I used to do readings for friends kind of just for fun. And lo and behold, some friends would approach me a few months later and say, "Oh my God, everything you told me came true." And I would laugh, and a lot of them would say, "Why aren't you doing readings professionally? Why aren't you a professional psychic?"
For the Herman Grima event, you're going to be following a talk by Melissa Daggett. And Melissa is the author of Spiritualism in New Orleans. And she has researched the interest in the supernatural among free people of color in the mid-19th century. So talk a little bit about how Victorian seances are the same or different from what we do today, and maybe what some of the history of that is.
Okay. Well, we have to look at that time period, too, post-Civil War, Reconstruction. There was so much death, people needed answers, and spiritualism was a way to try to contact loved ones and to find out if they were at peace and if there was an afterlife, and it was a very soul-searching experience. Spiritualism was trying to give peace to the living who had to go on with their lives without their loved one, if that makes sense.
Melissa is going to be giving a talk about Victorian-style spiritual investigations and seances. Then you're going to give a talk about what you do and actually conduct a seance. So tell me how that's going to be done.
Normally, there's a lot of candlelight, but because it's a historic building, I'll settle for one candle and a hurricane lamp. But generally, we call in the element of fire, and I also need a bowl of water and a crystal bowl nearby, because a lot of times faces and spirits will show up in the water, and there'll be other people sitting at the table with me, and we will see which spirits want to come through, if any. I may hear a name or see something, or someone may feel something. Generally, we will feel a presence, especially in such an old, historic property.
You know, we are in such a technological, digital, scientific age. Do people believe still, or not so much, or are people open to this idea? What do you find?
I find it absolutely fascinating that even the most skeptical people will be willing to give it at least a little chance. And that's been my knowledge. I have been doing psychic readings for 20 years, and once in a while you'll get a skeptic, but like I said, once you tell them something that really resonates with them, they totally change their tune.
What do your friends and acquaintances say, or what do people say when they first meet you and you tell them you're a psychic?
A lot of people, they want me to read them right away, like right when they meet me, and they're like, "Oh my God, what do you see around me?" Or "What do you?" And that's kind of funny. And sometimes I do try to turn it off, like I'm not always in my trance, my little trance state, because I need to function in the real world too.
Do you think most of us have the ability to tune in if we just would or could?
I believe truly in my heart of hearts that everyone is intuitive. Everyone. Now, they don't always listen to it. That's the thing. And intuition is like a muscle. You must keep working at it. Ask a question. You meet someone. Try to get a vibe about them. Constantly test your intuition. We're constantly being bombarded with all kinds of information from the universe. But do we listen to it or pay attention to? I say a majority of people just don't pay attention to it.
Very interesting. Thank you so much, Juliette, for coming today and telling us about what you do and what you're going to be doing with Herman Grima House and Melissa Daggett. We look forward to hearing about it. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. And it was a pleasure to meet you. And I'm very excited about this event. Thanks again.
For WWNO and for NOLA V, I'm Renee Peck.